This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. An audio tape recording of a man identified as Osama bin Laden has been broadcast on Al Jazeera, the Arab television network. In the recording, the speaker praises recent terrorist attacks around the world and threatens new attacks if the United States and other countries attack Iraq. U.S. intelligence agencies are analyzing the tape, but U.S. officials say the voice does indeed sound like that of bin Laden. If the tape is authenticated, it will be the first evidence in many months that Osama bin Laden is still alive and directing his al-Qaeda network. Joining me now is NPR's Tom Jelton. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bob.
There have been reports before of audio tapes said to have been made by bin Laden. What's different about this one?
The new thing about this tape, Bob, is that the speaker mentions a number of recent events, the bombing in Bali last month, the taking of hostages at that Moscow theater. In the other tapes, there were none of those references that could tie the recordings to a particular time period. So his followers could have patched together the tapes from things bin Laden had said earlier. In other words, they didn't prove he was alive and well. But with these recent time references on this tape, we either have someone imitating bin Laden, or it shows he is in fact alive, and people familiar with bin Laden's voice, Arab journalists who've interviewed him, and even people in government here, say this recording does sound like bin Laden. The tentative assessment here, Bob, is that this probably is Osama bin Laden himself speaking.
Many people, senior U.S. officials among them, had concluded in recent months that bin Laden was dead. This could be a disappointment to those officials, I would think.
Yeah, really. It's huge news. It's been almost a year since we've had definitive proof that bin Laden was alive. A couple of videotapes, one clearly made last November, and one that seems to have been made a few weeks later. There was speculation that bin Laden was killed in the heavy bombing in Tora Bora. The president of Pakistan suggested bin Laden had died from an untreated kidney ailment. And then as months went by, more and more people came to this conclusion that he probably was dead. Some of his bodyguards turned up, people who had previously always been next to him. One of his senior lieutenants was caught speaking of him in the past tense. So all those signs did lead some people to conclude he was probably dead, and he may be. This tape recording has not yet been authenticated. That's an important point. But this is clearly the best sign yet that he's alive and well. And I should point out, Bob, there have also been a lot of people in the U.S. military and the CIA who never were convinced bin Laden was dead. They were always waiting for something like this to surface.
What difference would it make?
Well, we're already hearing from the Bush administration it doesn't make a big difference. The line from the Pentagon has always been that the war on terrorism is not focused on one man, and not surprisingly, that's exactly what the White House is saying this morning. But if bin Laden is in fact alive, it would be important, Bob. It would mean the al-Qaeda leadership structure is intact. Remember, there was another tape recording that came out last month with the voice of bin Laden's number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and that tape was judged to be authentic. So if bin Laden and Zawahiri are both alive, it means you have some rudimentary command and control structure. Most important, this would be a sign that the war against al-Qaeda, the war on terrorism, is far from won. Bin Laden is symbolically the enemy in that war, and if he's now back in the picture, that war clearly has a ways to go.
Just as the administration prepares for war in Iraq.
Exactly. The timing could not be worse in that sense. It's Saddam Hussein the Bush administration wants to talk about right now, not Osama bin Laden. There's also the issue of where you direct your resources. The U.S. government right now is shifting a lot of resources away from Afghanistan, away from the hunt for al-Qaeda, and toward Iraq. And in fact, if bin Laden has chosen this moment to reappear, it doesn't seem to be an accident. In this broadcast, the man identified as bin Laden specifically mentions Iraq, and he threatens those countries that ally themselves with the United States. He says this: "You will be killed just as you kill, and you will be bombed just as you bomb." Pretty chilling, Bob.
NPR's Tom Jelton.